Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence in You. Wow, quite a show, Christina. You really pulled together an unbelievable... I'm exhausted.
I know, I really mean, got you guys working. I'm really
like,
impressed.
Working
to
out
quote
you guys
Rebecca
have
Miller, it's magic.
It's the magical mystery tour here. So, we're seriously, you know, talking over break. We're all considering going to the Cornerstone for this book signing.
Well, you guys are doing a fabulous job today because you're really working very hard.
That's right. Adam
impressed.
And I are taking a nap. It's
I'm very
all
impressed.
You,
I'm very
Christina.
Impressed.
Go for it. What's happening
and
in the
And we've
town?
Certainly covered quite the wide variety of subjects today.
I feel
like we got our full knowledge in. We got rounded wealth of knowledge in.
Absolutely.
So, great job. And
next
week, Otto will be back co-hosting again, and we will have the fabulous supervisor Judy Bosworth on.
Fabulous.
So she's going to do a little recap of the state of the town.
Okay.
Which is definitely informative, and I encourage everyone to tune into that because you should get a lot of great information.
Yeah.
And also, I just want to briefly go over some other guests that are coming up in March. I mentioned next week we have Judy Bosworth for the full hour. The following week, we have Roy Coniglio, who is a Port Washington resident. He's actually an artist and an author.
Oh, wow.
He presented for the book club that
great.
We have.
Great, yes, yes. Uh-huh.
So he will be on the program. And we have on Dr. Krantz from Northwell Health, who's going to talk about immunizations.
Oh, okay.
So that should be interesting as well.
Really, what a time for it, too.
I know, because I had booked this so long ago, and I was thinking, like, wow, it actually worked out well. On March 20th, we have one of our social workers, Andrea Taylor, because March is Social Work Month.
Right.
So
right.
She's one of our fabulous new social workers.
She is great.
She's
I
amazing.
I have to say.
She's really doing amazing
she's
things.
She's like the backbone of social work at Project
in
Independence.
New Hyde Park, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's New Hyde Park and Mingola Wilson Park. And then we have on Dr. Aaron Cohen, who is a resident of the town, who is actually doing a program with us called the Tour of South Africa.
Yes, that
so
looks
he will
interesting.
Be on because I'm interested to hear about his story.
Right.
And then on March 27th, we have on Self-Help Community Services, who's going to talk about their programs. And then we have a topic about geriatric dentistry.
Ah, so there's, and then the next
that
show.
That is March 27th.
Geriatric dentistry.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Yeah. What happens that first April show?
I actually wish I could tell you because I don't even know because I was instructed. I got in trouble because I booked Councilwoman Marianne Dallamonte on, but I was told we let her slide. But the rest of the day, I was not allowed to do anything.
I don't understand that at all.
So I really don't
I'll
know.
I'll be here.
Otto will be here. All I know is that Otto will be here and Councilwoman Dallamonte will be here. And that's really
it. Yeah, that's about it.
That's really
that's
it.
It.
We're
going to
shorten the show.
I also think Rebecca has some nerve because I believe she's away.
Yeah, I may.
You
I
really
may,
have a lot of
nerve. I forgot about that.
Yeah,
where
I,
are
but
you going?
It doesn't mean that I'm going to visit my stepmother in Boynton Beach.
I was
going to
bust your chops, because I saw that on the Outlook calendar, and I said, how dare she think she could be away
know,
on my birthday.
I know. I thanks for announcing that. My house will not be empty for all you people out there.
For all you PI members trying to
break into my house now.
No, but she has this very secure system.
It's called Sons, who are huge.
The best kind. But also in April, we're going to have on Lauren Suma, who is the resident advocate for North Hempstead. We're going to have on Dr. Rita Langdon, who is actually LIU School of Professional Studies, Hutton House. So she's the dean over there. She will be on. And then we're going to have on the 17th of April, Joe Botkin, who is from Rebuilding Together Long Island, which is one of my favorite organizations that we're partnered with. We have Robert Vesicelli, who is the lead investigator over at PSEG, who's going to talk about electric utility scams.
Oh, interesting.
So that should be certainly we're always trying to warn people. And then on the 24th, we have a repeat show.
Wow. I can't. It's so nice to know that April 24th isn't really that far away.
I know.
That means.
I know.
And, you know, Sunday is March 3-1.
It's flying by. That's right.
And
let's get right into spring.
It only happens once every 4 years. We've got February 29th.
We got an extra day tomorrow.
We have an extra day.
So what will you do with that extra day?
I'm going out to dinner for my friend's birthday, which should be fun.
Well, that's different.
Okay. Yeah.
Is her birthday the 29th?
No, her birthday was the 25th.
Okay, I'm always interested when I meet someone, which I think I've only ever met one or two people that were born on February 29th.
But, like, what happens, though? Like, do you know what happens? Like, what do you do? Like, when do you celebrate your birthday? The day before, the day after?
No.
They choose either the 29th or the 1st of March.
Like, do you keep it consistent or, like, you change it up? Like,
I mean,
like,
I guess it depends on the person.
Yeah. I need to know that. That's really, because I've thought about that a lot.
You're right. You think about those kinds of, that's what goes
Google
on in our minds.
Yeah, these are the things I really spend a lot of time dwelling on.
Because Christina just needs to know, because what if she meets somebody and has to throw them a fabulous party?
Like, I want to make sure they're comfortable with, like, my choice.
That would be not good to have a friend who you knew on the 29th, because you'd only be going out to dinner once every 4 years.
It really would just ruin everything.
Well, then there's savings there.
Bigger
party. Well, I'm laughing because I hope they're not listening, but my brother and his girlfriend are in Florida. They just got there, and there may or may not be some kind of engagement occurring.
Oh.
But I was laughing with my brother because I said if he does it tomorrow, then, like, he can't celebrate, like, the engagement day for, like, another 4 years. So.
Yeah, there he goes. Wow. So maybe he
can. He might actually be down for that.
I'm sure he's going to do
Amanda may be pissed off, but James.
Once she has the ring on her finger, there's no denying
the engagement. That is
right.
So they're in Florida. They've arrived safely. Me and Barbara have been tracking their flight. They have arrived. Smooth sailing.
Well, congratulations,
Christina.
So we'll
see. Stay tuned for next week.
Family. We'll see. That's wonderful.
We'll see. You know, we'll certainly be celebrating the festivities. But neither here nor there. There's a lot going on in North Hempstead. I want to encourage everyone that if you want to know on any given day what is going on, you could always call 311 or 869-6311 because there's a whole list of things. And what's very exciting is there's a few spaces left in the Technology for the Terrified, which is our hot program. It is actually, due to all of its success, going to be at two locations in March. And on March 4th, it will be over at the North Hempstead Yes We Can Community Center from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. And this topic is Facebook, FaceTime, and Twitter for beginners. You know, people aren't really aware of all the things that they could find out and be a part of.
Are there seats available for that one or the other one?
Both.
Both of them? Okay.
Yes.
And how many people does she usually have in her?
You know, I don't know about Yes We Can because it's usually at CGM.
Right.
So I think at CGM they've had 20-something, I think, around there. But space is limited. So definitely call 311 to book that. And then it will be at CGM on, which is Glenn G. Martin Park in New Hyde Park, online banking made easy, which is March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, for all of you that want to know, from 2:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. And that's certainly a very important topic, the online banking.
Because I think it's the greatest.
It's really the way things are going. I mean, it's pretty rare that you even get statements in the mail now. So check it out. You know, I think it was great, you know, too, and especially, you know, with this organization like CCCP talking about how they could help you, because it is certainly the way things are going. So
it's much easier to manage your bills on online banking.
I mean, you're going to laugh at me because, you know, me and Otto always talk about our love of writing things down and crossing them off. It's something I'll never get rid of. It's just like the actual pen on the paper crossing off. It's just more satisfying. But I do both. You know, I'll do both. Like, I'll have notes everywhere. I've got notes every. Yeah. Like, there's notes for everything.
Mm-hmm.
But
I call it auxiliary memory.
But it's true. You know. So listen, you got to. And with my online banking, I'm constantly checking my app because I'm terrified all the time about like being hacked. But I also have like a check registrar.
But just a word
that
on that. All right.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things that people should do for online banking to make it less risky. And you can get things like, if the balance falls below a certain amount, send me an alert, either an email or a text message.
That's a great thing to mention.
If the bills are, all of a sudden, if I use a credit card and it's higher than $100 and my card is not present, notify me right away. So there's all kinds of alerts you can have set up. You know, we can't go through all of them.
No,
here,
it's true. No, because me and Jay do it too.
The concept of setting up alerts where you can keep that all down to a minimum, even if somebody does jerk around with your account.
No, because that has happened. You know, that
happened to
Jay.
To me.
Yeah, and he got
but
a notification.
I got caught it right away. And the credit card company and the bank back it up.
Yep.
So, you know, you can do some preventive maintenance here.
Absolutely. That's definitely good to do. You know, and what always sticks out to me with the Project Safe programs we did, you know, with your, I mean, because listen, the bottom line, it's a running joke because Jay's like, do you ever have cash? And I'm like, no, I just never have. When I do have cash, it's like a party because I'm like, oh my God, I have cash. You know, like, what is it? You know, so we're constantly walking around with our credit cards all the time. You know?
Well, you can use Venmo.
And I've used that too. That's
which
right.
I went out.
Look, Otto's just not, so on trend with all of his things.
Yeah. Well, not long ago, we went out with a whole bunch of people, and this one gal, Fiona, picks up all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, what is it? Then Venmo her the mm-hmm. money right away.
That's right.
And it works great.
No, it's really great too because of my friends. It makes them have to pay me back quicker because I'm like, you have Venmo, so there's really no excuse
right,
that
right.
we need to
because Christina
waiting.
Always probably
like,
I'm like,
usually the sheller out. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, I think I mentioned before I run a football pool and things like.
Not with money, though.
Strictly for leisure.
And
points.
Points.
You
I
can
like that. Point. Right.
Send me to points not via point. PayPal
yes.
or Venmo.
I like that.
Did you want to just put your account number up there while you're on?
No, I got about 60 people. It's a good pool.
Well, I'm impressed, Otto. Wow. Look at Otto.
And it's not a profit-making venture.
Yes.
It's an entertainment.
Entertainment.
No
right.
tip to
it's
the
social.
Person who runs it.
It's like a social group.
It is. It is actually almost
yeah.
all family
exactly.
and friends.
Exactly. See? It's a social group, so I support
well,
it.
Well, back to Color Me
yes.
Calm.
But it's good. So definitely check
oh,
out
the town.
Online.
Yeah, right.
The town.
Town programs. Cornell Cooperative Extension does wonderful programs all the time in Magnolia Gardens. There'll be one called Power Up with Breakfast,
yeah.
and it's March 11th, and it's all about what breakfast foods will give you energy throughout the day. You know, we always hear breakfast is the most important meal of the day, so this way you could learn. You know, they're probably not saying eat pancakes and waffles for breakfast, even though it's delicious and my personal favorite. But, you know, this way you could learn things that really will keep your energy because I know myself, too. If you have, like, a really substantial, healthy breakfast, it really keeps you kind of going through the day. So
I got one that I'd like to bring up.
Yes.
Free hearing screening
mm-hmm.
March 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
As you know.
Oh, that's next week. It's Tuesday.
Yeah.
I know. It's crazy. It's Tuesday.
Well, people who need, you can call 311 for details.
Mm-hmm.
But people who can't hear well, I encourage highly to do something about
yep.
it.
Let's
you know.
Talk about that when we come back because we only have a few seconds before the segment's
mm-hmm.
over. Okay, so we will be back with Christina Liu and Otto Loos, Talk of the Town.